KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a clear sky. It's currently 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy here today with a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The just completed month of March was one of the driest in Iowa's history. State climatologist Harry Hilliker said the statewide average precipitation for the month amounted to just under 0.6 inches.
Overall, the state as a whole, this ranked as our 7th driest March in 143 years of records. Had to go back 21 years, 1994, the last time we had a drier month of March in the state.
In Atlantic, we received just 0.32 inches of rain last month, or nearly a third of an inch. Statewide average temperature for the month was 37.5 degrees, which is slightly warmer than normal. The average high here in Atlantic was 56.5 degrees, and our average low was 24.6. The month of March featured some interesting temperature extremes.
Actually, had temperatures down to minus 17 degrees on March the 5th up at Stanley, northeast Iowa, and up to 90 degrees just 11 days later at Sioux City, which is actually the earliest we've ever had a 90-degree reading in the state. That came on March the 16th.
The dry spell will be interrupted across much of the state on this first day of April as showers and severe storms are in the forecast.
We've actually had 10 consecutive wetter than normal Aprils, and we'll certainly be getting off to a quick start this April as well.
The months of January, February, and March enter the Iowa record books as the 12th driest first 3 months to start of a year.
About half of what we've had this year came in one storm, the big snowstorm we had January 31st into February 1st, but otherwise been quite dry so far.
And a reminder, the National Weather Service issued a red flag warning for extreme fire conditions today. That'll be in effect from 1 o'clock this afternoon until 7 this evening for Cass, Adair, Adams, Ottoman, Carroll, Crawford, Dallas, Green, Guthrie, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. Outdoor burning is highly discouraged and should be avoided. In addition, a wind advisory is in effect today from 1 o'clock until 6 this evening for Cass, Ottoman, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, Green, and Sac counties. Winds will be out of the south today with sustained wind speeds of 15 to 30 miles per hour by late this morning, increasing to as much as 45 miles per hour this afternoon. And that means that loose or unsecured objects will get blown around, and driving, especially across the east-west roadways, may become difficult at times, especially for high-profile vehicles. Authorities say a Sioux City home that contained an exotic bird store was destroyed during an afternoon grass fire on Tuesday. The Sioux City Fire and Rescue Department said 5 adults lived in the residence and that only the homeowner was there when the structure caught fire. The homeowner managed to escape safely and no other injuries were reported. The Hinton fire chief says he doesn't have details about the birds, but says the owners gave authorities permission to take them to an area pet shelter. The grass fire started on the Woodbury County line and spread north into Plymouth County. Firefighters worked for several hours to extinguish the blaze. It's not known what caused that fire. Authorities in Creston reported the arrest Tuesday afternoon of 50-year-old John J. Perry. The Creston man was arrested for OWI first offense and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And the bookstore in Creston reported to police on Tuesday that sometime between 12 a.m. and 11:30 p.m. on Sunday, someone took an old Fairway shopping cart from an upstairs hallway in the store. The cart was valued at $100. A new report suggests slow economic growth is ahead for 9 Midwestern and Plains states. The survey report issued Tuesday said the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped to 51.4 in March from 57 in February. The January figure was 54.8. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says manufacturers of non-durable goods reported that sales, production, and employment have weakened over the past several months. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 would suggest economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. An Iowa police chief testified Tuesday that a man accused of killing his former roommate in 2009 admitted to the crime during an interview. The second trial of 55-year-old John Green began with opening statements from attorneys and testimony from Sac City Police Chief John Thompson. Green is charged with first-degree murder in the 58-year-old Mark Coster's death in Sac City. Green's first trial was held in Webster County because his attorney had argued that pretrial publicity would make it impossible for Green to receive a fair trial in Sac City. The same argument was used against holding the second trial in Fort Dodge. The first trial ended in mistrial. Koster was declared missing in 2010. His remains were found in the basement of his home in 2012. A 30-year-old Northwest Iowa woman who posed as a nurse so she could get prescription drugs has been sentenced to prison. Kayleen Stallman, formerly Kayleen and Lidahl, was sentenced Monday to 10 years in prison. She pleaded guilty to three counts of felony obtaining or attempting to obtain a prescription drug by deceit. She also pleaded guilty to five misdemeanor counts of the same charge. Police and court documents say the woman posed as a nurse over nearly 4 months in 2013 and used a doctor's information to get medications from a Storm Lake pharmacy. Authorities say seven freight train cars derailed in Des Moines yesterday, blocking a roadway. Officials responded to the report of the accident at around 6:30 a.m. Tuesday. The cars derailed as the train pulled out to leave a Des Moines station. All cars remained upright but went off the tracks, blocking Hall Avenue. Union Pacific spokesman Mark Davis said the freight train was traveling from Council Bluffs to Kansas City with a scheduled stop in Des Moines. Four of the cars that derailed were empty, two contained soy flakes, and one was containing roofing carrier shingles. No injuries have been reported. The cause of the derailment remained under investigation. Our news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.